Aloha, Kehlani.
Aloha, sunshine.
Oh, aloha, starshine.
Aloha, sunshine. And aloha, listeners.
Aloha!
It is a room full of listeners tonight.
Welcome to our Tiki Caliente 7 podcast. We're all glad that you could be here. We want to thank you for joining us here for our annual live broadcast. I hope you're enjoying your first cocktail. Most of you are drinking.
Too much for me. It's awesome.
I'll finish it.
Yes, I know you will.
As you dump
most
it,
of
so
you
it's
are
really
drinking
good, but it's strong.
The drink that was sponsored by Selvaray Cacao Rum. It's a 74% chocolate infused rum. They were very nice to sponsor our kickoff cocktail on Thursday night. So it is sort of a Rocky Road rum martini.
It is very Rocky Road.
It's all booze, and I know you all appreciate that. So
it is all booze.
Please enjoy. No juice at
all? That's why you have half of mine.
No mixer. No mixer, no dairy, non-GMO, very friendly with the environment is that cocktail.
But there are marshmallows. Are they vegan marshmallows?
What?
What about is in it?
So it's the Selvaray Cacao Rum, Cruzan Vanilla, Amaretto, and Black Walnut Bitters.
Oh, it is all liquor.
It is. No bitters in his. He's allergic to nuts.
Where did you get your black
that
walnut?
That must put a damper on your relationship.
The Black Walnut Bitters are actually Fee Brothers. They're okay.
I'm allergic to nuts.
Yeah,
too.
There was another brand. There was another brand I was looking for, but Amazon wouldn't deliver in time. So, I know.
Those bitches.
So I went with Fee Brothers. So I want to, if you do not already mention that you should be downloading and listening to the Zen Tiki Lounge podcast regularly, but don't go to zentikilounge.com and hit play. Go to iTunes or www.ztlfeed.com and make sure you subscribe to the podcast so that you get each and every one, and we get credit for lots of you lovely listeners out there.
And leave a positive review.
Yes, yes, and if you go on iTunes, we only accept 5-star
reviews.
And that has worked pretty well for us, except for there was a period in 2010 where we had a couple of not so great reviews, but they're fun to read.
Mm-hmm. What was their problem? What was their problem?
Well, you know,
we were too liberal.
They probably.
they probably were not of the liberal minded. Yeah.
That's right. They probably listen to the show sober, which we don't recommend unless you're at work.
Yes. Or on the treadmill. Exactly. Don't run on the treadmill when you're not sober.
I want to say mahalo to Michael and Teresa for bringing the lovely taro chips.
They are delicious.
We're also enjoying some of my quadruple butter brown sugar pineapple upside down cake.
Yes, and I need a piece of that shit.
Because there wasn't enough sugar in our drink.
No, I know.
Me and my damn sweet tooth.
We will be playing everybody's favorite podcast game show, What's in Kehlani's Bra?
Get this shit out of here.
Favorite game.
My boobies are sore.
You didn't have to put it in 8 hours ago.
Oh, yeah. I did sleep in it.
No. We were thinking about briefly, but we didn't get her drunk enough first. We wanted to play What's in Kehlani's Punani.
It's always an exciting game.
Is that a big game?
But we didn't.
That's a group game. It's a group activity. Yeah.
It's a group activity.
Yeah. What's in here?
At least it's not as dry as pumpkins.
You'll need a mag light.
That's true.
Let me have another sip there.
Defend herself, but.
So, how many of you have been enjoying the room crawls?
Yay! Yeah. I just got
awesome.
Can I say?
You may say.
Your 80s. The tacky tiki 80s party was so phenomenal. I jazzed my ass off. It was all I wanted to do.
The cracked ceiling below us is a testament to that party last night.
Yes.
But it's not my room, so.
I want to go knock on their door and get a picture just to show and then hope that the hotel doesn't.
Did we really crack the ceiling?
Maybe. Yeah, allegedly.
It might just be the cottage cheese that's cracked.
Yeah.
Go big or go home.
That's true.
I think cottage ceiling, the ceiling should cover it up pretty well, I guess. But ceiling fan was dancing.
I heard that it was because your downstairs neighbors were hitting the ceiling with a broom.
They shouldn't
maybe
have done
it's
that.
It's their fault, yes.
They shouldn't have done that. I want to point out something that's behind all of you on the blinds there. Those lovely party decorations are by an artist named Dawn Fraser. She goes by Sophistatiki.
Yeah.
And she is currently designing party favors and decorations that you can order at her website. Her cards are on the table here. Yay! So everybody take one of her cards. But I mean, if you're gonna host a little tiki shindig and you want something to just throw up real quick behind a bar or a corner and theme something, I think you can't go wrong with that stuff.
Right.
Is she here this weekend?
She's not. But the globes, for example, the fishnet globes bound, I mean, they really look like they're glowing from inside, even though it's just a colored cardboard cutout. And then we've got the pufferfish and the monkeys, the mankies.
Hey,
Austin Powers.
But she does some great art. She also makes custom togs and shirts for ladies and gentlemen. So if you check out her stuff, she's got prints that you can order, and that she'll make something in your size as long as you tell her what your size is, if you feel like sharing that.
Maybe you don't.
So check out Sophisticated both on Facebook and her website, and she sells on Etsy.
What? I said 42.
We're sharing sizes.
Is that your size, Sunshine?
Well, I'm a long. I don't know about a 42.
Sophistikites
are the name of the decorations themselves. Oh. Sophistatiki is how you'll find her on the interwebs.
Donna Frazier is the girl you want to look for.
Yes, yes.
We love her.
Yes. Okay.
There's too many details in that.
So tonight, well, we've already done our Totally Tiki 80s Anth Party. We've hit a couple of room crawls already. There was a rum symposium, and I want to give a shout out to Kevin, who does the 5 Minutes of Rum podcast. And that rum symposium just ended, and so did anybody get to attend that? Did you sneak in and look like you were going to?
I didn't.
Aww. Oh, I thought you did.
Well, so he was showing off a couple of cocktails, his own recipes, and then some education on the rums and things that go behind that. So I think Kevin will be doing those symposiums at future Tiki Caliente and Mod events, and I don't think you want to miss that. But check out 5minutesofrum.com and check out his podcast, because if you want to know a lot about the rum and the liquor and the history behind that, you go to him. I don't have the patience to understand any of that. I just call people and ask questions.
He doesn't read,
he's
so.
Like, I'll drink it, yeah. And I won't understand it.
He's illiterate.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I like mixing drinks, but I don't really know what's happening.
Because you
I
can't read.
You're illiterate.
We know.
Okay.
We've been trying to teach you how to read.
I can't.
Knowing exactly what you're putting in the
I can't read.
Sunshine can't read.
Yeah. Some people like Sunshine can just guesstimate and like make us amazing drinks.
It's
but
magic.
This people,
oh,
yes. Knows how to like, oh, I have to put this in it to make it perfect.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah. You drink. Oh, you gave it to him.
And what else do we have going on this weekend? So tonight we have a couple of more room crawls. And then we have the Poly High Prom.
I'm excited about prom.
And if you didn't know, you can actually buy fresh floral boutonnieres and corsages.
Oh, my goodness.
Tonight that you can add to your personage and just jazz it up a little bit. Have a lot of you picked out what you're going to wear tonight?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Girl,
I have no idea.
My dress is much better than my prom dress was hideous. Off the shoulder hot.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah,
off the shoulder hot. And
so
it was a...
Mine was totally
Jessica McClintock.
Yes!
Yes.
My wedding dress was Jessica McClintock.
Hey, Lonnie, were you pretty in pink?
I was not.
What was the color of your prom dress?
My senior prom was actually on my 18th birthday, so it was like a super special occasion. And I still have it in my parents' house. It was like a purple, almost taffeta-y material. That was all, because I was like much thinner than even now. So it was like here, big boobies, huge bow that covers your boobs. And it was all like cinched in to the knees and just
you're getting
like
me hot.
Beautiful purple. I loved that
and
dress.
And how big
so
was
much.
Your hair?
What about you, Starshine?
My
was
hair
dress?
Was as big
pink,
as you could
I said.
Get.
Hot pink Jessica McClintock.
Yeah. Pretty and pink.
And it was hideous.
Hideous.
And I wore a cream
dress?
Tux.
Yeah, Brian. Sunshine.
It was a cream tux. And I actually went dress. I actually went to my junior prom. I never went to the senior prom.
Oh my goodness.
Same here. I did not do senior, I did junior.
I went to both.
It was more fun.
What are you gonna do?
I was a whore.
Well, you know, in high school I was still a wallflower. I wasn't really into a lot of things.
And Jesus
and I were still spending a lot of time back together back then. So it was a different time.
Yeah.
You know, things
like
change.
Tails, I thought it was cool.
But you know, Jesus spent plenty of time with the gays.
Oh, yeah, well, allegedly.
Allegedly, that we know of, because he thought we were yeah. less there.
Right. I don't, let's not start any
yeah,
horrible
let's not
rumors.
Start, no,
this
I'm
is why
sorry.
People stop listening in 2010 right now.
Oh my God, that blasphemous bitch.
Right. All right, well, it looks like everybody has settled in very nicely, so go ahead and continue to sip your cocktails. We're going to take a quick pause here. I am going to freshen another cocktail because Woo! I certainly wouldn't want anybody to be without a drink.
Let it be the punch.
Then we'll be back for a little bit more conversation where you get to ask us anything you want, so I want you all to think about...
And at
about
some point, I'll unload this bra.
This is sometimes the best and worst part of the show where we always turn it over to our live audience to ask us a question, and sometimes you got nothing, and sometimes we get some good stuff.
So think.
Think about it for a moment. Ask us anything you like. It'd be nice if it's related to the event or totally not. And we'll be right back.
Good evening, Babberju.
We are back here at the Zen Tiki Lounge at Tiki Caliente 7. I believe
a new delicious drink in my hand. Yum.
What are we drinking?
I believe that most of you are now drinking the Panama Punch.
Oh, I love it.
Is that I like the punch.
Oh, it's so yummy.
Panama Punch is made with Selvaray Silver. My homemade falernum. You can go to zentikilounge.com and go to the cocktails page and get the recipe for my falernum.
Yum.
It's also got passion fruit juice, pineapple, grapefruit bitters, and some other stuff. Can I try it?
Oh my gosh, it's so tasty.
This could not be more different than your last cocktail.
Yeah.
You gotta have an arsenal. It's gotta be varied, right?
Yeah.
That, there you
I
go.
I mean, there's on your ass and then a sipping drink.
You yeah, it's a sipping
your
drink.
Ass and then a sipping
so,
drink.
What?
I would like to open it up to all of you out there, and what would you like to ask the hosts of the Zen Tiki Lounge? I think Julian has a question.
Julian has a question. Well, like,
just keep it semi-appropriate.
I can do that. Okay. So on all the room party and room crawl stuff, the Zen Tiki Lounge podcast was not advertised on it anywhere. That's why I had texted you like, is there a podcast today? Do you think that there might ever be a time at Tiki Oasis or Tiki Caliente where you guys might just be busy and you might not may or may not have time to do a podcast?
I hope so.
I really
hope so.
Let's make sure these people get a cocktail that there's at least one up on the bar.
You
may have to wait for another one.
Roman Greek style, gladiator style.
So, what was the question again?
Will there ever be a time when we don't do a podcast?
Next question.
Okay, so. So we actually tried to book Tiki Oasis this year, and like a lot of people, the rooms sell out so fast online that we couldn't get a party room, and if we can't do a party, we can't attend. Because,
we went through a bucket of
I mean, I just can't
because
do it.
Because what
I,
is it without a party?
Yeah, I have to entertain, it's in my blood. So we weren't able to do that. So the answer is no. If we can't do a party, we won't attend one
or
of the events.
What about a podcast?
No, the question was, is there ever a time where you won't do a podcast?
Yes, I think there is that time where we can just attend and enjoy ourselves.
When is that?
And yeah, I know you want to know.
Yeah,
don't
gosh, I'm very interested in that answer.
I want to know which one that is.
It's
not
this one.
Well.
Because he's lying. He's lying.
No, I'm not lying. I'm not lying. Next question.
Where's my chips, Andrew?
Do we have any more questions?
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
You design a lot of cocktails, including one that you named after me, which I'm so
Sleeveless the Magician.
Yes.
Nice.
It's one of my few claims to fame. And,
I want to hear the first claim to fame now.
it's something to do with licking my eyebrow.
Wow!
Oh my goodness!
Next question.
I think he just made some new friends.
I would like to know. When you're designing a cocktail, what are the qualifications or parameters that you're looking for in designing a cocktail?
How drunk someone can get.
Yeah. Well, no, never. Actually, never. No.
It depends on
who the audience is. So, for example, Julie is one of her friends who's not here, and she loves a sweet drink.
Way too sweet.
So, if I'm designing something for her, I'm gonna pull some liquor off the bar that's going to be lower alcohol content and sweeter, and I'm gonna craft a drink around that. Whereas if somebody likes an up drink, a spirit forward drink, I'm gonna stick with, you know, I'm gonna stick with more liquor and less mixer. But most of all,
traditionalist or not?
I mean, I just like to ask people, what do you like? Do you like sweet? Do you like sour? Do you like exotic? Do you like classic? And then you can go from there. And as long as you know your proportions,
I like his drink.
We have other mixologists in the room, and they know.
I like
so,
free drinks.
You're gonna make a drink that's going to be tailored to the person who's drinking it. But when I'm making most of the drinks for the show, basically what I do is I walk into Total Wine or High Times or BevMo or wherever I might be, and I find something I've not mixed with before, and I buy it, and then I go home and I mix it with shit and I drink it. And then after five, six, seven, or eight tries later, I invite the girls over, we record the podcast, and then we talk about it, and they tell me if it's a hit or not.
Uh-huh.
And there are failures, right?
A few. All the time. Yeah. Anything with coffee is a failure for me.
The bacon martini was the worst thing I've ever drank.
Okay.
Bacon martini. It was disgusting.
Well, and so Stephen, I want to thank you for asking that question, and I want to send this out to all the listeners. So, if you do, go to ZenTikiLounge.com and click on the donate link at the bottom of our page, and you donate $100 or more, I will craft a cocktail in your honor. I will converse with you via email or social media to find out what flavors you prefer, et cetera, what spirits you prefer. And I will craft a cocktail in your honor, and then we'll drink it on the podcast, and then the ladies name it.
All right. I'd like to say, if you come into Trader Sam's and give me $20, I'll make you a drink in 30 seconds.
Yes.
I'll make you a drink.
So... If you want to go the cheap route,
I just want to say though, if you go to Trader Sam's, you won't get a drink named after you.
Uh-uh.
Oh. If I went to Zantiki Lounge, I got a drink named after you.
That's true.
Unless.
That's
true. Okay. I did want to say, do you, Sunshine and the gang?
Yes.
Do you, when you're thinking like, I want to make a new cocktail, do you say, I'm
going to
make a new cocktail out of thin air? Or do you say, I really love this established cocktail and I want to play with it and make it my own?
I say, Sunshine, what cocktail are you making us?
Yeah, that's a good question. I go more out of thin air than starting with a base.
You love to start from thin air.
Yeah, I just like
that. I love to start from a base and then I fuck it up.
Yeah.
But I mean that works well, especially with tiki drinks, because there are great tiki drinks that you think this is good, but
it could be better.
But I could change it. I could do something better. So that's a method.
No, not
and
better,
then
just different.
Different? Yeah. Well, no, but sometimes better, right? I mean, come on.
I'll agree. Sometimes better.
Wow, look at that.
Do you think that comes from the fact that tiki drinks are very personal to creators? All of our tastes are different. So
right.
You're taking an original drink that's from a very personal place where it was created.
Personal.
Mm-hmm. What personal place is that?
Okay, so for example, I have
a personal place.
James, I love that comment. If you compare a Mai Tai to a Bloody Mary, which you would not normally compare them, but here, go with me.
No Bloody Marys.
Bloody Marys.
Most people like a well-done Mai Tai, and a lot of people like a Bloody Mary to start their day off. But there's a thousand effing versions of a Bloody Mary. Some people like it spicy. Some people like it mild. Some people even like tequila in it. You know, there's all kinds of variations. And then there is the Don. There's the Don Mai Tai. There's the Trader Vic's Mai Tai. And then there's the Chinese restaurant Mai Tai that has grenadine. Boo. What?
The Maui Mai Tai
is the one with the grenadine?
Cruise ship
Mai Tai, yes.
Hey, wait a minute. I am not against a cruise ship Mai Tai. I love grenadine. As sweet as it can be, I'll fucking take it. I ain't tripping on the grenadine.
Because you're still in your 20s.
So for us, in your 20s, you're taking the grenadine.
And then there's the Bali High Mai Tai, which is booze in a cup.
Oh, Yeah. It is a spoon. We all know what happens when you
do that. And Starshine crawling on the beach.
Yeah. Story. Okay, bring it down. Bring it down. Story time. Starshine. Starshine, would you like to tell us what happened to you after two Bali High Mai Tais?
I lost 6 hours of my life. That's what happened.
I have evidence that I have those 6 hours on through text messages. Yeah.
Starshine.
Yeah. No, I know that there's photographic evidence of what I did, but yes. I don't remember anything.
I have a picture of Starshine looking much like Amy Winehouse passed out on the breakers at Bali High.
Yeah. That's probably the only time that I drank flat and I can't remember. I mean, I cannot remember what I did.
In comparison with sunshine, that's impressive.
Well, that's every day with sunshine, but for me, that's very rare.
You haven't partied to blow your nose and found blue cheese.
Ooh.
Oh. Okay, I will just go to say it's well, party until you black out. Wait,
so
remember it, then it was
that there's a story there. There's a story there. Okay, so
that sounds terrible.
Every once in a while
that
and
does sound terrible.
I'm opening this up to the room because this is an excellent conversation. Every once in a while we overindulge with our cocktails, right?
No.
And maybe you end up praying to the porcelain god. This one time.
Maybe you end up dressing.
This one time.
Maybe and help her get dressed.
And then putting him to sleep in the bathtub.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
So
yeah.
Cute.
Yeah. Yeah. I may have.
You might also find him in a stairwell.
I may have enjoyed a couple too many cocktails and then a chef salad. And when you regurgitate that chef salad.
Regurgitate.
Through your nose, come
it's
on in.
Hi,
you may end up with either bacon or blue cheese or tomato in your nose.
Oh, so nasty.
Bacon's good.
It does happen.
It wouldn't be crispy anymore though.
Yeah. We have a thank you for joining us. A few more folks Woo! Coming in. We'll have a cocktail for you in just a moment.
It's the new martini.
Are we getting to the point?
No, there's no point.
There's no point. Okay. Oh, yeah. So one more question, Julian. You already asked a question.
I quickly came and I put the first 10 back online.
One more question, anybody? Anything at all? We'll give it to Julian if nobody. Okay, Julian. All right.
Okay. God, so how many?
God damn it.
Of the Tiki Calientes or Oasises, have you gotten so drunk that you don't really quite remember what happened the night before?
Of him, everyone.
No.
Yes.
No, last year you got drunk.
I remember all of them.
That's true, but I still remember. Yeah. I mean, a good drinker, a good host. You get where you need to go, but you still remember everything. Or there's pictures. Or
he may get there a hell of a lot more slowly.
Yes. I'm looking to crawl there.
I'm looking at you right now.
Don't look at me.
Because I remember a time when the young lady sitting in front of me.
I'm answering that question.
Okay.
Answer it. Oh, bullshit. Bullshit.
How many do I remember?
Tiki Oasis. Tiki Oasis 2011.
You passed out
in a lounge chair, and we posed and took pictures behind you while you were drunk and passed out.
Was that a taboo?
Oh, was it taboo?
Yeah, it was taboo.
Okay, it all does blend together. Yes, okay.
Southern
I'm sorry.
Sunshine gets
would you
it
like
all.
To share our text messages?
Sunshine would like to change his answer.
Yes. All right, so we're going to pause here again. I'm going to mix up a little bit more drink, and then we are going to play everybody's favorite podcast game show. What is in Kehlani's bra? Ladies and gentlemen, I want to welcome you back to the Zen Tiki Lounge here at Tiki Caliente 7. We are now going to play What's in Kehlani's Bra. And we are going to start right over here, and we are doing a speed round this time, and we are going to find out what's in Kehlani's bra. What's in Kehlani's bra?
I gotta give a damn hint.
No matches. Wait, stop.
Wait, doing it wrong already.
Am I?
Yes, I was going to give a hint.
Oh, okay.
Oh, give a hint.
God. And then he gets to guess again.
Okay, everybody, there's all no right. matches, and he gets to guess all right. again.
The first hint is that two of the items, I believe two,
at least.
Are things that were actually given out as goodies over the last 2 days.
Ah.
Okay?
Okay, and go.
A pass.
No. Next.
Anybody?
Pass. Next.
Taro chip crumbs.
Nope.
No. No. Next.
Well, she just next. Got here.
No. A bottle opener.
Close.
Bottle opener. No.
No.
Bottle cap. Mardi Gras beads.
Bottle cap.
Oh, that was.
Oh,
a...
bottle
wait,
cap.
Wait, 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 wait.
Nobody said
no
bottle cap.
Yes, no.
Wait, wait, wait. Do I have? What?
Hold on.
You're a liar.
The
what
judges are. The judges are looking.
Oh, Mardi Gras.
Oh, okay. Okay, next, the lovely lady.
Where did you flash
that?
That
was my place, she guessed that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And you, okay.
Game twice.
Okay, the gentleman right here.
Room key.
A room key. No.
Primo Koozie.
Woo! Is there one? Oh!
Now we are on an honor system, so you have to keep track.
So actually,
next lady.
Crazy Al's phone number. Oh!
Oh! Anti-gravity machine.
Ooh.
Oh, next.
I wish.
Lovely lady. Pass, Bobby.
Hair, I don't know.
Hair. Well, she.
No, she shaved.
I shaved my nipples.
Keychain.
No.
No.
God damn you.
Glow stick.
Ooh, what? Glow stick? No. Nope. I didn't even get one. I wanted one.
Wristband.
Wristband, no.
No.
Those are free.
Lipstick, no.
No.
Is there a decoration from this room inside your bra?
No, I think that I left out.
No.
Okay, are we going to give another hint?
There's still one more goodie.
One more.
So there's one more goodie from the weekend.
Goodies. Two more goodies.
Two
and then
more goodies. And
Kehlani recently had a new addition to
her body.
Face.
I was there something to do with that?
And go.
It's like the rubber bands. The bands.
No.
No.
That's what I was going to say.
Come on,
keep
we
going.
All had braces
part
as kids.
Part of the pastor's birthday present.
No. Oh, no.
Yes, but no. Anyway, keep going.
I can't pull those out. Chain.
No.
I no.
Said that. Tattoo.
What?
Tattoo.
Do you have a
tattoo? Oh, no, that's on the back.
No. No.
This plastic lace.
Oh.
Do you have a lace?
It's yeah.
Oh, she's good.
You always win.
Two for two.
You had two? You had two? You have
to! You have baby! Albert! Yes.
Okay, Carol.
What's sorry.
Lip balm.
Lip balm.
No.
Sir.
There you go.
I heard something about new braces. Maybe
yes.
The night splint to wear.
Oh, the headgear. No headgear in there.
No? Kari.
Oh, sorry, I was posting about
this. Hey, that's your clip on Facebook.
Don't talk to me on Facebook. Okay.
Pass. Gentlemen.
One of Andrew's giant tiki heads.
Oh! No, to the lady.
Swizzle stick.
Ooh, do you have a swizzle stick?
Swizzle
stick? Oh.
Oh!
All right. Sir.
A moai.
Do you have a moai?
A moai.
That's three winners.
Nope.
No.
That's three winners.
Retainer.
No.
We won.
Retainer, no. Not yet.
Not
loss. What?
Nope.
Sir.
Toothpick?
No.
No. Nope. Is it
wax? Yeah.
It's wax. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes. Oh, yes. 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 Yes.
And Julian.
I know.
Cocktail garnish.
No cocktail
no.
Garnish.
Well, okay. So
hey,
let's,
more
so let's take a pause. So we have two over here, and we have one over here. So raise your hand if you have one.
Okay.
Okay. And raise your hand if you have two. And raise your hand if you have one or two. Okay, so the game is you all now. All
right, so here's a hint. You ready for a hint?
The rest of you are out.
Are you all ready for a hint then? Okay,
yes.
So when Sunshine and I got here today, on Thursday, we looked through the drawers and we found these.
And there's still something that was given out.
It's a Gideon's Bible.
Well, that was there, but this was something under.
Okay, so keep your hands up if you have a correct guess.
And there are still some other things
keep
that
your hands
I
up.
Just may have.
Okay, so over to you first.
A coaster.
Oh, okay.
No.
No.
The coaster?
Make sure he knows
the okay. Coffee for the coffee maker.
No.
No.
Condom.
Oh. Yeah! A woman.
And I have to say, I have to say, it's a Magnum.
Whoever was staying in this room before us was packing.
That's what you found in the room?
Yes!
Oh my god!
Okay,
here's another hint. You ready?
Yes, another hint.
Okay, so Kaylani is a teacher when she's not podcasting, and this is something that she needs on the schoolyard.
Oh!
Okay, now who else? Who else has a hand up over here?
Right here. After a night of drinking.
What?
A whistle?
That's what
a whistle.
Yeah!
Blow it!
No. Okay, right here.
What about a pen?
A what?
Pen.
A pen? No.
Pen? No.
Okay.
How many more things you got in there?
Now, you had one, Julian. Go.
No, she took my whistle guess. I don't know.
Okay, so pause. Who has two?
Three.
Who has two?
We got three.
So here we go. It's these three ladies right here.
Okay, so let me.
Do we need another hint?
Give me a guess.
One of these keeps you clean.
Or you want to take a look? Well, I don't know what
you're talking
about.
Okay. One of these.
Okay. So there's something. Okay.
There's too much.
So there is something that could loosely be related to maybe using after.
Loosely.
Loosely.
No, I don't know.
There's a Magnum. You need to loose. No. But that could be loosely related to.
That's a condom.
Post condom use. There's something that, you know, maybe after you've been drinking some, you may want to
maybe
use.
Maybe after you eat onions or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's something else. There's a.
Morning after, right?
There's something, that,
there's something else that was given away. And there's something else that is in everybody's hotel room.
Okay.
Is there a diaphragm?
So.
I didn't leave one in every room.
If you agree, please raise your hands again. Okay.
Okay, ladies.
Mike Lee.
Who has two? You have two. You have two.
Yes.
Mouthwash.
No.
No. Carol.
A personal
very practical,
light.
Though.
No.
No.
A washcloth.
No.
No. Go.
Some skin lotion.
No.
No.
Taser.
No.
Go, 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 go.
I don't know what kind of sex you're having, but no.
What'd she say?
No, no.
Kleenex. No. Mike
no.
Lee.
Shower cap.
No.
No.
Douche.
No.
No, there's soap.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay,
so here's what happens now. We have our supreme winner.
Wait a minute.
Now we're looking for second place.
Is that everything out of your bra?
No.
Of course not.
Now,
there's three more things in there.
We're going to give, hints, and then it's between these two ladies to find out who's our runner-up.
Wait, there's more?
Wait.
Oh, now I'm all in. Okay. This is
too much.
No, you're out.
Okay, so there's one type of thing that.
So I gave the hints for them already. Yeah. All three of them I gave hints for already.
So Sunshine likes to go out on the balcony and do this all the time.
Flash, smoke.
Yes. And still something that you might want that afterwards after eating onions.
Yeah,
and
maybe if you want.
Still
that.
Something that they gave away.
And Mike Lee.
Breath mints.
Yeah.
Okay. And Carol, go ahead.
And.
Pass. Nope. Sorry. Okay. So, our
one,
supreme winner,
one
runner supreme number, what runner up, and then number three. I can
loser.
Do this.
No, she's one.
Yes. No, she's number one. So,
here was one.
The lovely lady. Would you like door number one?
Choose wisely.
Door number two or yeah. Door number three?
Choose wisely. I've seen
door
them.
Number three.
Door number three. And our lovely, three. Lovely, lovely host over here.
Oh,
boy.
Oh, it's my mom.
Something in a box.
Wineopoly. And hibiscus. drink charms. Okay, now, number two, would you like, we have door number two and door number one are available.
Door number one?
One or two?
One.
Door number one.
What is it?
I don't know. What can beat Winopoly, right? I mean, that's...
Oh!
So not they one, but two, three. But three tiki mugs.
So here's how this happened.
I often
she gets all of them. Okay. I often buy more tiki mugs than my bar shelves have room for, and I figured I would bring three of them and give them to listeners. I have drank out of all of them. I have enjoyed many a cocktail out of each of those drinks, and now they're going to a new home. Now that means that door number two goes to
goes a long way.
You're very
you are now.
Awesome.
And actually, if you could come up to the microphone and tell people what you think of your little dick.
I'm the happiest girl in the whole
world. Yes!
But I would like you to look at what is inside your little dick.
What's inside?
Uh-oh.
What's inside that little
vintage 1960s cocktail packets.
Don't use those.
If you follow...
Is that really who I think it is?
A trip to the hospital?
Yes. If you follow the recipe on the back and mix them with the spirits indicated, you may end up in a coma or have a seizure.
Or you may have a really good time.
There's a pink squirrel, a Mai Tai, and a sangria. Those are those vintage fabulous cocktail packets from the 60s from my grandmother's cabinet.
So don't worry.
Well, that's just the kind of fun. Let's find out what else.
What else?
Let's find out what else is in there.
Give it to me.
So, after using your
condom,
you're fine. Don't worry.
After using your condom, you might
want a little cigarette. That's a woman of the 21st century. She's like,
come on, what else? There's something right here.
And then
she's a real Barbarella.
The one that's been killing me the
most. What is it? What is it? What is it? Take it out. Show us.
I'm not a fan. It was a fan.
There's many hidden talents. I love it.
Why, thank you, darling.
All right, bring it down just a moment. Bring it down. I want to thank everybody for joining us here in the Zen Tiki Lounge for our live podcast at Tiki Caliente 7. We are going to round out the rest of the show with music from all of the bands that we are playing this weekend, such as the Hula Girls, the Glasgow Tiki Shakers. Let's not forget the Jimmy Psycho Experience.
Oh my God!
Chemo, Troy Fernandez, and Jason Aramoto, just to name a few, and maybe a little Martini Kings. Yes.
Can we get a round of applause for Sunshine and his crew for always throwing up?
And the ladies, the ladies.
Get that love. Come on, yes, yes. Clap it up.
Oh, that's
not enough.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
No, we gotta go.
All right.
Anybody need a condom?
And then, as I always say, until next time, mom.
Hello.
Far away. young devils.
Yes, sirree.
One has girls and the other's boys. We like to plug it in, then we make some noise. While everybody sips in really strong Rob Roy's. We're the Ding Dong Devils Band. We're the Ding Dong Devils.
Yes, sirree.
The Ding Dong Devils.
Yes, sirree.
We eat all your food, don't leave a crumb. Then we drink up all your fine age rum. Then we pass it on the couch like an old stew bum. We're the Ding Dong Devils Band. We all wear fezzes on our heads and moais round our necks. When we arrive at Tiki Crawls, it's Katie, clear the decks, because we're the Ding Dong Devils.
Yes, sirree.
The Ding Dong Devils.
Yes, sirree.
Wherever Gigi Allen meets Don Ho, that's the very place that we seem to go. But our audience always saves the show. We're the Ding Dong Devils Band. Our teeth with Fuller Numb, then wash it down with 12-year rum. Then we top it off with a roll of Tums. We're the Ding Dong Devils Band. Now we all wear fezzes on our heads and moais round our necks. When we arrive at your tiki crawl, it's Katie, clear the decks, because we're the Ding Dong Devils.
Yes, sirree.
The Ding Dong Devils.
Yes, sirree.
When we play exotic, we can't behave. Quiet village turns a noisy rave. Followed by some spins in Martin Denny's grave. We're the Ding Dong Devils Band. We're the Ding Dong Devils Band. Thank you.
many more from me. To make things right, you need someone to hold you tight. And you think love is to pray, but I'm sorry, I don't pray that way. Once I ran to you, now I'll run from you. This dainty love you're giving, give you all that I could give. Take my tears and that's not nearly all. Dainty love, ooh, dainty love. Talking about my dainty love. Stand the way you tease. I love you though you hurt me so. So I gotta pack my things and go. Dainty love, ooh, dainty love. Dainty love, ooh, dainty love. Touch me, baby, 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 dainty love. Talking about that dainty. Touch me, baby, teeny love. Touch me, baby, teeny love.